Almost everybody has looked at a tree stump or a freshly cut log and noticed the rings. These rings are formed one per year, and by counting the number of rings, you can determine the age of the tree. And then you'll notice that some rings are wider or narrower than others, and those tell you that some years were better or worse than others for the growth of the tree. And that's called dendrochronology. What people don't typically appreciate is that creatures that form shells or skeletons in the oceans also form annual rings, and the study of those annual increments is called sclerochronology. Sclero for hard tissue, chronology from time. This is a section of a clam shell collected at Cedar Key, Florida from Mercenaria campigiensis. It's a cross-section that reveals the outer shell layer and the annual rings recorded therein. And by counting those annual rings, you can determine how long this clamshell lived. And by looking at the thin versus the thick layers and counting back from when the clam died, you can determine that some years were better than others. And our challenge as scientists is to figure out why some years are better and why some years are worse for clam growth, because we think that tells us something very important about the marine environment. My name is Doug Jones. I'm the director of the Florida Museum of Natural History and also curator of invertebrate paleontology.